Pippa Seed on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
This time of year is a frequent time of year for people to look ahead to 2019 or even just look ahead to the next month, whichever way around it is, and to have a real good think about what it is that they're doing, what it is that they want to do, and potentially what areas they are falling short of in order to get there. Now, one angle that people can take in order to help make those decisions for themselves is with something called life coaching. I have in the studio with me Pippa Seed. You are a life coach. Hello, Pippa.
Good evening. Nice to be here.
Yes, very nice to have you. And as we say, we are very much looking forward to a whole new year, and people may have all sorts of different plans. What kind of plans are we talking about? What sort of things do people use life coaching and specifically you for?
I think as a general, I'm working with people who want to in some way do their life differently. They may have decided that whatever reason, they would like it to feel, they know they want to make some changes. There might be lots of obstacles in the way. They might know what they need to change, or they might need some help investigating that. And common topics could be things like self-confidence, motivation. It could be they're not knowing which direction to go in. It could be they're feeling a lack of purpose. It could be that they want to do their communication differently, do their relationships differently. Every person really is individual, so it's difficult to sort of categorise exactly who would come to coaching, but generally people who want to make some sort of change and for their life to feel better.
Something like that, the few of the words that you said in there, confidence, self-esteem, having a purpose, they must have so many different repercussions in lots of areas of your life that you might not even realise they're having that effect on.
Absolutely. I mean, we all as human beings have basic needs such as love and connection. We need purpose and significance, which we may or may not be getting. And we can get that from being a rebel, or we can get that from being really helpful. There's lots of different ways we can get the things that we need in our life. We also need security and some things that are certain that we know we can rely on. But equally, if we have too much of that, then we're bored. So we need an amount of uncertainty and personal growth. We do all actually need to spend some time outside of our comfort zone to build our confidence and feel that fulfillment. But an awful lot of us want to stay in that comfort zone for fear of whatever it might be.
It's tempting, isn't it? It's tempting to stay in your little safe place, and also tempting to not take the time to think about it. So you can just, I mean, life is so busy for most people that suddenly you realise 2 years have gone by, I didn't do the things I wanted to do. I've just been, it feels like you're in a hamster wheel sometimes.
Absolutely, so, on a treadmill or stuck in a rut that you don't really know how to get out of.
And I suppose coming to somebody like you and to experience Pippa Seed and life coaching gives people that time and gives people that ability to sort of step out of their comfort zone.
And take a look at your life and do a bit of investigation work and see what isn't working and what is working. Sometimes working with somebody does help you to see what you can't see when you're looking on your own.
I believe you've got a bit of a challenge or a bit of a something to give the listeners a chance to think about something. Sounds very vague, but you're going to make it better.
I guess it's really just a little example that listeners could do now if they wanted to do so.
I'm going to do it with you.
And really, it's just sometimes it's a change of mindset or a change in how we see things and interpret things that can make a big difference to us. So this is something that you're going to do, aren't you?
I am.
The listeners can do as well at home. So for 8 seconds, next 8 seconds, I just want you to look around the room that you're in and notice all the things in the room that are coloured red.
In a radio studio, we have a lovely red mic live light. That looks good.
Without looking again, I want you to tell me all the things that you saw in the room that were blue.
Oh, you didn't tell me to look for blue.
That's it. We pick up on the things that we're looking for. If we're looking for evidence about something that maybe we're not very good at something, then we will find that evidence. If we're looking for evidence that we actually can do things and that we can do anything we want to do, we will find that evidence. So sometimes it's about changing what you're looking for, because it's very easy to get into a negative way of seeing what is around you.
So what is the first step then? I guess the first step is, are you happy with whatever it is that's going on in your life? Is there something missing? How do they work out if life coaching with you, Pippa Seed, is the right thing?
Well, initially, I offer a free 10-minute phone chat, because it is important that somebody feels that they can engage and that I would be able to understand and be on the same page, because there would be nothing more frustrating than trying to work with somebody that you didn't feel that about. And then from there, that person then has a choice to come along for a session, and it's very individual. People can decide on at the end of that session whether they want to come for the next session.
Mm-hmm.
Some people come for 4 or 5, some people come for 7 or 8. It's very individual. It depends what changes you want to make, how easy they are.
Do they come to you, Pippa, or do you go to them?
They come to me. I've got an office in Windsor House. I work from there.
In Harrogate?
In Harrogate.
Lovely part of Harrogate, just up next to Valley Gardens, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Pippa, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. I know that people can find more about you online if they just search online for Pippa Seed Life Coach. And I think you've got quite a big blog as well, with loads of different advice on a whole variety of different topics, so that's well worth having a look at. But otherwise, Pippa, thank you very much, and good luck to everybody who is making changes for 2019.
Pippa Seed on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.